So that's why when you have nothing, you know, when you have no other no other reason to, if you don't have any reason to believe otherwise, you would normally assume a Gaussian distribution for most continuous functions. So what is here is a slight extension of the previous result, which is actually technically what we use when we do Monte Carlo integral. If we have a bunch of random numbers xi which are independent, what we really calculate is 1 over n times some arbitrary function of x of I. But this is essentially reducible to the previous case, because if I let z equals f of x, if x is a random number, then so is z. And if xi's are independent, the zi's are independent. And so you get then a corresponding result for this generalized y, which is that y tends to the mean value of f, and the standard deviation, which is the standard deviation of z, which is the integral of f squared, f minus its mean times p of x dx. So that is a relatively simple extension of the central limit theorem.